You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. I'm, as usual, at the beginning of each show, I'm going to do three card pull here. So just take a moment to see whether you gravitate with the first, second, or third card. The deck that I'm using is a Lover's Oracle deck, but the love can be with yourself. It can be with an intimate partner, a friendship, family, whatever. So just see where you gravitate to regarding these cards. The first card that I have pulled, I'm not sure if we're having any technical issues here, but I will just plot along. The first card that I have brought up is this one. It says it's important right now to take a step back and spend some time alone instead of placing your focus on another. Now's not the time to give to yourself. The message from Spirit regarding this card is that not everything needs to be as it's played out in your head. You're only ever one part of a situation, a problem or an outcome. You can't control everything, and you certainly, can't control what is not your responsibility, all right? You can only offer assistance. And so this card is really letting you know there's just time to let go and just allow things to fall into place, for things to happen. I do feel like you've also done everything that you can do for now, and you just need to take time out to take care of yourself, your energy, replenish yourself. Now, that can look in different ways. It can be just being still, taking a walk in the park, meditating, reading a book, going on a picnic, whatever allows you to re-energize yourself. So if that card, if this card resonates with you, that's the advice from Spirit. If you chose the second card, it is this one, look inside yourself. So this card is really about loving who you are, all right? You don't need to change the way you look, the way you act or think to accommodate, anyone else. And for that person to accept you, to love you, for them to accept you in their life and to value you, all right? Just be your true, authentic self. You might wish to get some Reiki, work on your heart chakra, releasing maybe any trauma that you're hanging on to from any previous relationships, even relationships with family or friends, anyone that have maybe spoken down to you, made you feel insecure, given you that lack of self-love and lack of self-worth. Just remember that nobody has any control over you. Only you control you, okay? So you don't allow other people to create those thoughts in your head. So just release that if you're hanging on to any of that. All right, the third card here that I've got for everyone who's chosen card three is wait. All right, this is watch out for any past mistakes. Okay, releasing patterns that are no longer serving you. All right, you may feel like you want to dive head first into something, but you're just asked to go slow and just protect your heart, all right, and your emotional well-being at this time, all right? Have the attitude, if it's meant to be, it will be, okay? And if it's not, something better will come along for you, okay? All right, now I've got my caller here. Jaleesa?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
All right, thank you. It's a beautiful name. I haven't heard it before. How can I help you today, Jaleesa?
I just want to hear how my love life will end.
How your love life's going?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you in a relationship at the moment?
No, I am seeing someone, but it's not. It's more like friends instead of a relationship.
Yeah. And I'm also being told that that's where it needs to stay.
Okay.
And I feel like this person accepts you and loves you in their own way unconditionally. And I feel like this is, if you pursued that as a love interest, that potentially you would jeopardize that connection. And I feel like you need that in your life. You need that person that loves you in that way. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just see who's spirit. I feel like in about 3 to 6 months, there'll be a lot of changes coming your way. I feel like your life in some ways is going to get a bit of an overhaul, even like within yourself. I feel like there's also some kind of like reinvention coming for you. So whether that's the way you dress or a new haircut or coloring your hair, I just feel like you're going to make a lot of changes within yourself and not just your life. Does that make sense for you? Are you feeling a bit flat or anything like you need to do that?
Yes, it's probably more so like on the healthier side. I'm planning on losing more weight.
Sorry, you're planning on what?
Losing more weight. I've been on a weight loss journey, so yeah. So I'm back on it. I just started back on it.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I see big changes for you within 3 to 6 months, okay? So you'll start to notice those. I do feel like when you do lose weight, you'll change other things about yourself, all right? You're really going to come out of yourself and you'll be more confident and more positive moving forward. You will also start to attract the kind of partners that, you know, deserve. You will have choices. I do feel like there'll be about three that will come your way that will be potential partners for you in a relationship. Have you been burnt in the past by, you know, anyone that hadn't been honest with you? Because I feel like this is a priority. This is like a deal breaker for you in a relationship.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense? I was with someone for 10 years and it was just a lot of chaos.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like you've got to kind of lay your cards on the table pretty quickly. Not the first date kind of thing. We don't scare people away. But, you know, when you feel like things are starting to move in a positive direction and this is somebody you want to continue seeing, I feel like you have to, without being intimidating, kind of just let them know that you don't want more of the same, all right? Spirit are shutting doors from the past, okay? So if you create the new you, then new love interests will come your way because your energy will be vibrating higher. Okay, so you will be attracting people that are aligning with you, that are worthy of you. Okay, I do feel like you have some self-doubt and low self-esteem at the moment, but all of the changes that you make, all of that will assist you in feeling better about yourself. Okay, I do feel like you've got a little group of friends that are very supportive of you. I feel like there's three in particular that are just encouraging you to just go out and just make those changes and kind of get what you deserve. Does that make sense for you?
It does. They are big support system.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else there is. I'm also being told to tell you don't commit to things without checking them out first. So if someone was to make a suggestion, whether it's a business investment or doing a course or whatever it might be, don't jump into things blindly. All right, if somebody's making a suggestion about a path or something, okay? I'm also being told that it's time for you to be on your spiritual path. Does that make sense for you that you're heading in that direction now? I feel like you're at the beginning of it.
Kinda. I have like weird things like that happened to me. Like last night I woke up out of my sleep and I was smelling like electrical fire. And I thought it was my home, but I later on found out it was my cousin. So I have weird things like that that happen to me.
Yeah, okay, because that's spirit communicating with you through your dreams when you're sleeping, because that's when you're more open and receptive to hearing the messages, okay? So that's why they're giving me that you're just at the very beginning. So just start also being told to look around for signs. You know, you might start to notice more signs in the way of numbers and things like that, and just sort of see whatever number is coming up, to sort of see what that number means. Like 1111 is like a divine message that you're being looked after and protected at that time. So there can be all sorts of numbers that come up. So I'm just being told to just look out the signs. You might see, if you're wondering about something, you might see a billboard with a picture or, you know, things like that. So just start to just be more in tune with yourself. Maybe do little short bursts of meditation, like 5 minutes or something, where you're still, and just see what comes to you, all right? Just remember, the first message you get is a message from spirit. After that, it's our own thoughts, you know, and judgments on ourselves. Okay. I hope I helped you today, Jaleesa.
Thank you so much, Miss Mary.
You're very welcome. Take care of yourself and good luck with your love life, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. That's another week of Understanding Spirit. Thank you to Awana Radio, Psychic Radio, and to Moonstruck TV. See you next week. Bye.